Okay. What's up, people? It's Rise and Grind Lifestyle Podcast. I'm here with Amaya and Amelia. A&A Lip Gloss is a new company they coming out with. I told you all I'm going to get them on here. So we're going to find out more about the company. So Amelia, how old are you?
11.
So Amelia is 11 years old. Amaya, how old are you?
10.
Don't be acting shy now. So we got A&A Lip Gloss Company, startup company. Today's their first day of putting a product together. So, you know, I got them here, two young girls. They both go to Capital Prep. I think this could be a huge business. So I just wanted to get them, you know, on the podcast and see what they got going on. So what's the plan for A&A Lip Gloss? Amelia?
So...
You gotta talk up.
So we want to, like, sell lip glosses and make different scents.
Uh-huh.
And...
So sell lip gloss, make different scents?
We need to fund our business. Pick our business location, choose a business structure, choose a business name.
Okay.
And we already wrote our business plan.
Yeah. Okay.
So what's inside the business plan? Like, I know you don't know it offhand, but what type of stuff is inside the business plan?
Like, we have our prices.
Okay. What's the prices?
$3 for a lip gloss because
that's a good price.
We decided $3 for a lip gloss because we had to pay for all this stuff, so we have to make up the money that we paid for this stuff.
Plus tax.
Yeah, plus all the money that we. Yeah.
Okay, so what flavors do you have with this lip gloss?
We have strawberry kiwi. We have pomegranate, we have melon, we have mango, pineapple, tangerine oil, peach, key lime, coconut, and tropical punch, for now.
Okay, so what age group do you think would be your target age group for lip gloss? Like, me, I don't really know too much about lip gloss, but I know a lot of young girls is wearing it.
I think our... we're going to like maybe like 14 or 16.
There's a lot of lower schools that wear it at our school, so we were hoping to sell some at school.
Yeah, like 14. All through those like teenagers.
And next year we have a free period, so if this is still going well, hopefully, well, most likely, we would sell during that free period because a lot of kids are around like doing anything and a lot of kids carry money. So if we pop it out, we get the money.
Okay, so $3. Do this lip gloss. I know y'all both wear lip gloss. So when you put on lip gloss, how does it make you feel?
It's not a sticky consistency. It's a good consistency you would like on your lips.
I think it makes you feel like, I don't know, like your lips are like moisturized and like
they're
soft
and it's not sticky, so like if you pucker your lips, the residue won't get stuck. And it's like a moisturizing one. It's basically like if you put chapstick on and then a sticky lip gloss, it'll still be sticky, but ours is exactly like that, but it's not sticky.
Okay,
it's moisturizing and moist.
And where did y'all come up with the name A&A Lip Gloss?
It's A&A Lips.
Okay.
And we came up with the name. We were just going through names, and I just said I was like A&A Lips, because Amelia and Amaya, and we're doing lip gloss, so maybe instead of just doing a lip gloss, we just did lips.
And we're working on a business card right now, and it's going pretty good.
Okay. Yeah. So where would this lip gloss be promoted? I know y'all have y'all social media and things like that.
Yeah, so we're going to like promote it on our TikTok, because we have TikTok. And we're gonna promote on our TikTok, maybe flyers around
Around school?
Around business. School, around okay. town. Because at school they have this thing where you put flyers and we could put our business card because a lot of people walk in and walk out with yeah. flyers and business cards.
Okay. Yeah, so, and then we could probably ask like our parents, like you, to promote it on their social media.
Mom at jobs.
Yeah, yeah. Snapchat.
I like that.
Yeah. Instagram.
I like that.
Get it going. And YouTube also.
Yeah. What about having pop-up shops at your school? Like, I've been to your school before and I see how they have like book drives and stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh yeah, when a book fair comes, we would like to have a little booth so we can sell them.
Yes, and also we have a pride ticket store at our school.
A pride ticket store? Explain that.
So basically you get pride tickets from teachers, you earn them, you have to be responsible and all that stuff, and you earn pride tickets. So you earn pride tickets and you go to the school store and you cash them in with your pride tickets.
Okay.
Some of them are like 1, 2 pride tickets and all that stuff. So we were thinking if we go to the school store, if we can ask the school store like main person, which is I'm the school store main person with my advisor is the main school. Yeah. So we can ask him if we can sell in there and like we could just $3 for a lip gloss and...
Because the pride ticket store takes money also other than pride tickets. Yeah. So a lot of kids come in with money and we would collect that money for them to take a lip gloss.
Okay.
And we have pigments already lined up.
Okay. And on another note, so I see y'all doing it. I see y'all can make some money off it. But I also think like you should make up a batch for like... You could go to like a homeless shelter where it's kids that... You know, that don't have homes.
Are underprivileged.
And they're underprivileged. And maybe y'all could, you know, donate some of those, you know, because it does make little girls
happy and joyful to know that they're being taken care of. And a lot of little girls like self-care, and this is self-care.
Exactly.
Our school does do, like, drives. And sometimes they're like toy drives or like fun drives. And a lot of kids sometimes do, like, put lip gloss. But like it's like store lip gloss, so we would put our lip gloss and then we'd be good because we're giving back.
That's nice. So what else? How much money y'all think y'all could make off this? Like, do you think this could be a big business?
Yeah, I think we have high hopes for this business. We have like, yeah, we think it could go good. It could. Yeah.
Okay. I definitely think it can empower young girls.
Yeah.
You know, you can do like...
And we're such young little girls, and we're making a business, and we're making a model out of it. So that's really what we really wanted to do, is empower little girls, because to show them that you can do anything. You can start off by having no money, and you can end off by having a lot and managing perfectly, even if you're young.
I like that.
Even if you're a girl, a male, it doesn't matter. You can be a kid and you can follow your dreams, and this is what we wanted to do.
I see y'all got the pink. Y'all could make some pink for like
little
girls with cancer or some type of, you know, things like that. Donate that or just get it to people just to make them happy. I think. Anything else y'all want to talk about to promote y'all lip gloss?
Oh, and we also give care packages if you order more than one lip gloss.
Okay, yeah, what is a care package?
So, well, basically what we were thinking is if you spend more than $10 more than $10, we will add an extra lip gloss.
Okay.
And then we would give like, so for some of our lip glosses, we give like a little beaded ring.
Yeah.
Because we like enjoy doing like bracelet stuff and crafts.
Okay, I like
so we
that.
Would put like a friendship bracelet in there. So
with
that,
the lip gloss.
With the lip gloss. And then there would probably be like a candy in there.
Mm-hmm.
Probably several candies. And then a little lip gloss. And that's what we would like to give as a care package.
Okay.
And then we would put our business card in there if they wanted to order again with our website.
Yeah.
I like that.
We're working on our website currently.
Okay, I like that. So, what ingredients goes into making this product?
We have the base.
Yeah, we have the TKB base, which we ordered off of Amazon.
Okay, TKB base.
TKB base.
Yeah, you don't gotta tell everybody where you get it from, because you don't want people trying to do what you know.
Yeah, so we have a TKB base, which is just like a gloss base. It's a Versagel. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I just come from the company.
And then we have pigments, and then we also have a scent.
So these are pigments? What do pigments do?
So they give color.
Give color, yeah.
Oh,
but it's okay. Not like food coloring because it'll stain your lips. Pigments don't
stain your
lips.
It's just like, it's
kind of,
it's like a shiny
powder.
Powder, yeah.
Okay. And then you have the scent.
Yeah, yes. We have the scent. Yeah.
Yeah, I like the little bottles you have.
Yeah, we have variety.
Yeah, we have like squeeze tube bottles, and then we have
our syringes,
and we have some packages, and we're working on getting packages to, cause we don't just want to give people their lip gloss by hand.
Yeah.
We want to put them in like cute packages, so we're working on packages like these.
Okay. And we're also gonna have discounts.
And y'all need, I think y'all need to have
school discount.
I think y'all need to have ANA lips on the pack. Like, that should be next, putting ANA lips
on
the
pack.
Yeah, because it's about marketing.
Yes.
Yeah, so we were working on our stickers to put on the bottle.
Oh, okay. We're at school?
No.
We were discussing it at school.
We're just searching and looking up, and that's all really it is to this business, is researching.
Okay. Okay. So what makes y'all lip gloss better than somebody else's lip gloss?
I think our lip gloss is better because, we're working on it, but I think we could add more, like, do more stuff to make the lip gloss better. But I think what makes it better is, Amaya mentioned this, which is, it's not sticky like other lip glosses.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we tested other lip glosses to see, but this one isn't sticky, and,
So basically, y'all lip gloss is better than other lip glosses because it's not as sticky.
Yeah.
It glides on smooth.
Yeah.
Okay.
And some customers do not prefer sticky, but if some customers do prefer sticky, we can make it sticky for them, and then we can, like, and yeah, we're going to put pictures and stuff so they can see what they want.
I think y'all should stick to y'all formula. If they don't like,
if they like sticky,
like, they could go get sticky lip gloss. But if they like lip gloss that's normal, then they deal with y'all's. And I think what makes y'all lip gloss better is y'all personality. So when people get to know y'all and see y'all personality.
Oh, and we hope to come out with a collection all about us. It's going to be called About Us. There's going to be a lip gloss for both of our names.
Mm-hmm.
Brat, because that's how we usually act. And then we both love mythical creatures. I like unicorns.
Mm-hmm.
She likes mermaids. So we're going to have one called Magical.
Oh, that's
It's going
nice.
To be a layered gloss. And we're going to do that collection more in.
All right. So
when we get more into it. And
so I wish y'all the best. This Rise and Grind Lifestyle Podcast. Is the hustle, is the grind, and ANA Lips first business, and I hope they become billionaires off this, and just keep grinding and keep working on their craft, because they can make it. All right, later, y'all want to shout somebody out before y'all, before we get off? Y'all got to have somebody to shout out. Mom. Grandma,
yeah,
dad.
Their moms are a big part of this, and dads, because they're helping us and they're helping us manage.
Yes.
And they're buying the product, some of it for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like my mom, she helped me buy the, I ordered off of her Amazon. She helped me buy the pigment and the scents.
Okay.
And then.
Oh, and another way how we did this, which we split half and half. So
we're going half,
like,
and
half.
Then we're managing money.
Yeah, so one person buys one, like, some items for, and then one person buys another.
And
so,
then sometimes if we want a big item and it costs kind of like 27, around 30,
yeah,
we will go half on it.
Yeah.
Okay. So you got it. You got to keep track of expenses, because you don't want to spend more than you make.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know? we're working on putting a business fund, and then like our fund for us.
Mm-hmm.
So like we're gonna have a business fund, and it's gonna be like half of what we make for both of us, and then we're gonna put it for the business.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest is going to go for us.
That's
and we're
going
to, like, manage.
Because this will help y'all with accounting also. Like, learning how to manage money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All
right. So, that was good. We had a 15-minute podcast about L&L. Lips. I wish y'all the best.
A&A Lips.
Oh, wow, killed that. A&A Lips. Thanks for correcting me. A&A Lips. So I wish y'all the best. And keep grinding. Rise and grind.